So please repeat after me, Judah, who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, living God's will, God's way. Amen. Somebody say, living God's will, God's way. And our thought for today are executive orders. We're starting a new series. Last month we went through Bereshit, which is the beginning. So now that we've had our beginning, how do we start? Where do we go next? We start with those executive orders. And God's executive orders are like this. It's very simple. God's way, God's will. And for a subtitle of this series, I'm saying three steps to stand. Three steps to stand. So a little background about our executive orders, the orders that have come down for us. While we're doing this series, according to Brother Alpheus, we are going to explore God's clear commands and blessings. Executive orders are what leads us to life and blessings. And according to Deuteronomy 30:19, God sets before us life and death. And it is up to us to choose whether we are going to keep his ways or not. And that is what leads to life. It's what leads to death. It's what leads to blessings. It's what leads to a curse. And Jesus reminds us, how do we get it done, y'all? If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15 says that. And so through this series, we are going to uncover how walking in obedience is the ultimate act of love. Somebody say the ultimate act of love. And it ensures that God's will is done in us and through us. Amen. So the scripture that I'm following this morning is, if you love me, keep my commandments. Somebody repeat after me. If you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said that in John 14:15. So we've started with God in January, and we're going to keep it going. So how do we show the love of Christ and keep Christ's commandments? First step, somebody say first step, Joshua 24:14. It's about choices. We have to choose for ourselves this day whom we will serve. Whether we're going to serve the gods which our fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell now. But Joshua says, as for me and my house, somebody say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So how are we going to do it? We choose God. We bear a sheet. We start with God, and we start with choosing God. Now, what are we going to choose, and how are we going to choose God? Joshua is very, very, very clear in how we do it. It's about making choice. What are we choosing? The gods that our fathers served on the other side of the river. Are we serving? How can we put that in modern day terms? Are we serving those gods, those situations, circumstances that are in our past? Whether they're generational issues within our family, are there family behaviors, are there certain beliefs? Somebody say, what are you choosing? Are we choosing God or Mama Nim? Somebody say Mama Nim. Mama Nim is whatever we've been brought up doing. We are not going to change our mind. We are not changing our way. Mama did it like that, so I'm going to do it like that. Mama used to whoop us when we got out of line. You have to think twice because that doesn't always work in this generation. So how are we going to do things? The gods that our fathers served on the other side of the river is that which is behind us. Simple, up close, personal. And where, what are these other gods? The gods of the Amorites in the land we dwell? Well, guess where we live? In these United States of America, physically. Another place that we may dwell may be in our mind. Where are you choosing to be? Are we choosing logic? This is the way I see it. This is what I believe. And so since this is what I think, this is what I believe, this is the way it, that's just the way it is. Therefore, that's the God of the Amorites. Anything other than God is a modern way of saying Amorite. Somebody say Amorite. Are we serving Amorites, Jesus? Myself. You know, we don't like to think of ourselves as being gods. But I remember somebody telling me one time, if you can't do it the way I said it, the way I mean it, and the way I want it done, you're not doing it. Don't that sound a little like, hold up a minute? Your will, your way? Sounds a little Amorite-ish to me. What do y'all think? If you can't do it the way I want you to do it, just don't do it and just go. Oh, y'all familiar with that? So if there are three steps, and the first step is choosing, what are we gonna choose, y'all? God's will, God's way. The first step of the steps is for every one, two, three steps, you're gonna have three ways to do it, okay? First step is choosing. How do we choose? Right here, we have to choose love, kindness, and peace. Three things. Today is going to be a day of threes. Say love, kindness, and peace. Now, love is mentioned over 111 times in the New King James. And one of the places, I didn't give you all the scriptures, but if we're going to choose God's way, God's will, and we are going to walk his way or choose how to stand, we have to realize that God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God. And God abiding in love in him. Somebody say, are you abiding in love? Are you abiding in love? We love God because God loved us first. So when we start with love, it's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of being slow, simple, or whatever. But no, we are doing what God has done for us first. And I love this. 1 John 4 tells us that there's no fear in love. You know, it's kind of scary. It is kind of scary to show love whenever you've been through life and you've been knocked around a couple of hard times and things like that. So it can kind of be scary to show some love there. Amen. But John tells us there is no fear in love, but perfect love, the love of God, casts out fear because fear involves torment. That means I'm going to have to do something to just get you a little bit. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And the more we are made perfect in the love of God, and more we realize that, hey, I'm doing this God's way is love. And God's will is that we love and show love. Remember, first commandment, love the Lord God. If you love me, keep my commandments, says Jesus, right? The next way is kindness. We have to show kindness as that second step of how we're going to stand in this way of going through God's will and God's way of doing things. And the second one, or the third one, is peace. Well, I'm going to give you a little kindness. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. We don't always like to be kind. And I'm not going to try to give it all to you at one time, because you're going to see the pattern here. Somebody say love, kindness, peace. Kindness means that we allow the beauty of the Lord, our God, to be upon us. We are walking in kindness. Beauty coming out, that showing kindness is an act of beauty, and God's beauty coming out of us. Yes. And peace. Peace, Proverbs says, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Somebody say, what is acceptable? But the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse? In other words, if I'm trying to keep the peace, I know before I speak, I already know if what I need to be, what I'm ready to say needs to be said. Amen. Somebody say, peace. Keep the peace. Why do we keep the peace? Step two, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Remember, we're choosing. What are we choosing? We're choosing the way God says it. God's way, God's will. So if you love me, keep my commandments, says John 14:15. What are these commandments? I love it whenever Jesus makes it real easy for us. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all of your strength. This is the first commandment. The second one is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment that greater than these. And I used to wonder, why did God put neighbor in there? If you want us to love people, I got to love you, okay, get that. Then I have to love my neighbor, then I have to love myself. I'm trying to decide. I'm going to use quick chairs today. This is God. Somebody say, that's where God is sitting, right? This right here. Ugh. I wish I would have thought to bring it up early, but I didn't. Somebody said, look at my neighbor. Both of these chairs are empty because we never know when and where we're going to experience God. And you just can't say exactly who your neighbor is, okay? And I'm going to stand here because I'm me. And whenever I'm looking at God, because see, God is always with us, right? So if I turn the chair and God is looking at me and God is looking at my neighbor, whoever he or she or they may be, and I'm looking back at them, what happens is God, the reflection of God is right here. God is right here. We can pretend God is a mirror. God is standing there. It's empty for a reason. Because we can't always see him. But God is always there. Amen. So you have this visible, invisible, could be sitting here, right here, love, honor, and adore. And then we have this neighbor who could be sitting here, right here with us, or they may not. And we're here. And I want you guys to repeat this after me. I can tell how I'm loving God by how I treat my neighbor and how I allow my neighbor to treat me. That, in a nutshell, is there's no greater commandment than these. Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And if we're going to follow those executive orders, Jesus says, this is what you do if you love me. Now, somebody say, if you love him, you keep my commandments. How are we going to do it? Three steps. Love, kindness, and peace. Hey, God, I love you. I woke up this morning with my mind, boom, come out the house. What, neighbor? Wait a minute. You're supposed to be showing my love even to the empty chair. You thought about them. They may be there. They may be in the car passing about us. Somebody say, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? I love me. I love God. I don't know about you, though. Jesus says, love, kindness. And my new favorite scripture, where is it? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the what? The children of God. Somebody say peace, because we're peacemakers. Same three steps, okay? God's way, God's will. And then the third step. Now, we are in a interesting, I don't like to go too much off into, like, politics, because sometimes my neighbor doesn't really act the way I think my neighbor who's leading us should act. And sometimes, you know, family members can be strange too. People on the job can be strange. But step three, y'all. Whew. Now remember, we are choosing to love God, right? And we say we love God, right? Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called what? So, Second Chronicles tells us who are called. If my people who are called by whose name? Great Americans, excuse me. If my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves, will do what? Pray, and do what? Seek my face. It's four with this one. And turn from their wicked ways. God says he will hear from heaven. Forgive our sins and heal our land. So, if we love God and we are his children, we are going to repeat after me, humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, not to get even, not to make a point, seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. Okay, we don't want to admit that we're wicked. But anytime we step away from love, kindness, and peace, that is the equivalent of being wicked. But if we do it God's way and God's will, he says he will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. We want to see things in our land, whether it's the broader United States of America, the world in general, our home, our family situation. We can pull a Second Chronicles 7:14. God will hear us. God will heal our land. If we want to see healing, the answer may not be a march. It may be simply doing what Chronicles says. God's way doesn't always make sense. God's will says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. This place is me, in my heart, in the house of Judah, wherever the prayer is taking place. And now, guess what? Y'all chose to choose and do what I say do and to follow my commandments. Guess what? I have chosen and I've sanctified this house. We are this house. That my name, my heart, God, will be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Perpetually is for always. If we choose step three. How do we choose step three, y'all? Love, kindness, and peace. Y'all catch on quick. And those are the three simple steps. Three steps not to stumble. Three steps to stand. Where we standing? We're standing in God's will. And we're standing in the way and in God's way. And another three steps we can do it is, guess what? Everybody do this. Mwah! Mwah! We're gonna kiss. Yeah, we gotta keep it simple. Because the three steps are three things. Love, kindness, peace. Doesn't get any simpler than that. Everybody can remember that. Wash your hands, dry them, then eat. Three steps. Keep it simple, and we have to start. We start with choosing God. Choose ye this day. What's the second way we can kiss? We keep it simple and sacred. If it doesn't have to do with God, it doesn't have to do with us. Simple. Whatever we are thinking, is this a thought Jesus would think? Very simple, very sacred, holy. And it's simple. Stand. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, I have to choose because I love God. God loved me first. God loves us. God loved us first. So I want to do it God's way. And he told me it's only two commandments. Love God. Love my neighbor. Ought to be three. How do we love ourselves? Because sometimes, y'all, it's kind of hard to love God, hard to love God and other people. And we haven't learned that loving God means loving myself so that I can love the other people. So we start with God. We start with these three simple things. And we kiss. Mwah, mwah, mwah. We have to keep it simple and start with God. We have to keep it sacred, y'all. And we have to stand. Keep it simple. In the same three ways. Say them after me. Love, kindness, I think we. Somebody say, I think we got it, Katie. I think we got it. So if you think you got it, you feel strongly about it, please stand to your feet. Look at somebody say, I'm doing it God's way. I'm doing it God's will and God's way because guess what? These are his executive orders. Alpheus came up with the idea, but the Holy Spirit gave it to him. But Jesus gave this word a long time before any of us got here, did he not? If you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say try. I love it whenever you don't give it a little option. Now, if y'all love me, y'all try and keep my commandments now. Nope. Command. Somebody say, keep them. Keep them. Let's bow our heads this morning. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Because in the beginning, you chose us. And so that we can be like you, help us to remember to choose you. Help us to remember to choose who we will serve with our whole hearts. And Lord, we thank you that you let us know exactly what those things are for us to choose. And those things are your commandments. Very simple. Empower us to love you with all our hearts, all of our souls, all of our minds, and all of our strength. And by your grace, we shall love our neighbors as ourselves. And because of you, O most gracious God, we're your people. And we are called by your name. And so we thank you that you strengthen us and you empower us. You even encourage us to humble ourselves, to pray and to seek your face. And most of all, to turn from our wicked ways so that we can hear from you. So that you can forgive us, and so that you will heal our lands, whether it's the landscapes of our mind, the landscapes of our heart, the landscapes of our families, the landscapes of wherever we matriculate on a daily basis, and also the landscape of the land in which we live. Strengthen us for love, strengthen us for kindness, strengthen us for your peace. And remember, your word even says, greet each other with a kiss. So since we don't kiss people, Jesus, we are just going to keep it simple and stand. We're going to keep it simple and start with you. We're going to keep it simple and step the way you commanded us to step. We're going to keep it simple and sacred so that we can always be one with you. And because you are our God, and we exalt you, and we thank you and give you all honor and praise, we say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and amen.